Please rise for a time of corporate prayer. And in our prayers this morning, we will be uplifting Wally. Heard someone ask for an update on Wally. Wally went into the hospital on Thursday. He was diagnosed with COVID. He's got some other, clearly an infection in his body that they have not found where the location of that is. The good news is that yesterday he is more stable and receiving some antibiotics. They're hoping to pinpoint where that infection is, and he is stable though, and we can give thanks that there has been some improvement in the last 24 hours. Also, we'll pray prayers of God's comfort for the family of Georgette, and also a prayer of thanksgiving for the gift of life for the great-granddaughter of the Paines. We're thankful for that moment just this last Monday. Also in our prayers, someone that's been on our list for a while, Skip Houck. We got news this week that Skip also passed away. He is a friend of Gary Curtis. So we also want to remember Gary in our prayers too. Let's bow our heads for our prayers. In peace, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord,
have mercy. For the gift of divine peace and of pardon, with all our heart and with all our mind, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the Holy Christian Church, here and scattered throughout the world, and for the proclamation of the gospel and the calling of all to faith, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For this nation, for our cities and communities, and for all the common welfare of us all, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For seasonable weather and for the fruitfulness of the earth, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For those who labor, for those whose work is difficult or dangerous, and for all who travel, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For all those in need, for the hungry and homeless, for the widowed and orphaned, and for all those in prison, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the sick and dying, and for all those who care for them, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the Paine family, as they both mourn the death of Georgette, and they celebrate the gift of life for Sutton, that they would rest their hopes and their comforts on your comforting presence and your care no matter where we are in life. Also for those who are recovering from COVID or recently having a diagnosis, that you would watch over them and care for them, particularly for Wally. And we thank you for the improvement and answered prayer already. And also for Elif, for the good news that he is also improving and for the care and protection for him. We pray that that would continue in the days ahead. We pray for those other families that are mourning the death of loved ones, for Janie Burton's family as her sister lost her husband this week, and also for the family of Skip mourning his recent death, especially for his friend Gary as he mourns Skip's death. And also for those that we name now this morning in our prayers, Kai, Holly, Joe and Caroline, Melody and Brad, Bob, Tim and Raina, Bev, Tom and Shannon, Steve, Mike and Brent, Courtney, Joyce, Brett, Cole, Betty, Riley, Spencer, Tom and Donna, Kathy, for Katie and a restoration and recovery for her health in the weeks ahead, Addie, Thanksgiving for Larry and improved health, Lori, Holly, and Bill, and finally, Sandy. For these, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
Finally, for these and for all the needs of body and soul, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Amen. You may be seated.